What Wanda Wanted. On her way to bed one Christmas Eve, Wanda said,
I want a gold and silver dress, and I want lots of pretty jewels, and I want long golden ringlets. I want it to be always Christmas, with people giving me things, and I want to know everything without ever going to school.
Her father sighed. Oh, your mother and I just can't afford all the things you want, Wanda. His daughter stamped her foot.
Oh!
So that night, Wanda set off on a journey across the world. She walked and walked until she passed a tall house. There was a glass coach with six white horses waiting in front of it. And beside the coach stood an elderly lady. Down the steps came the prettiest girl Wanda had ever seen, wearing a beautiful dress of gold and silver lace. At once, Wanda said,
Oh, how I want that dress.
The old lady looked from Wanda to the pretty girl and back again. Then she sighed and said,
Oh, go indoors, Cinderella. What Wanda wants, Wanda must have.
So the girl went back and took off the dress. Wanda put it on. It fitted perfectly. At the edge of the city lay the forest. A tangle of rose briars blocked her way. Someone was hacking through them, for the briars shook to the sound of chopping.
Hello there!
Called Wanda. The most handsome prince she had ever seen emerged and leaned on his sword to catch his breath. The sword's hilt shone with every kind of precious gem.
Good evening, maiden. I don't know how long it will take me to cut through these roses to rescue Sleeping Beauty. You had better go another way.
Wanda was not listening.
Oh, if only I could have the beautiful jewels in your sword.
The prince turned a little pale, and his smile faltered.
What Wanda wants, Wanda must have.
He bowed low, presented her with his sword, then mounted his horse and rode away. With the jeweled sword through her sash, Wanda danced off across the desert to where the sea pounded on a rocky shore. There, in the window of a high tower, sat Rapunzel, the happiest woman Wanda had ever seen. Her golden hair trickled down the wall, twining amongst trembling passion flowers. She whispered to Wanda, I hope you are as happy as I am, little girl.
I would be if I had hair like yours, said Wanda, her voice sour with jealousy.
Rapunzel's smile melted away.
What Wanda wants, Wanda must have.
She withdrew from the window and returned with a pair of gold scissors.
Take whatever you want.
So Wanda climbed and snipped, climbed and snipped every last ringlet of hair. She fastened it to her own with tendrils of passion flowers and went on her way. On top of the world, she came to a dreadful place where the cogwheel stands, which turns the earth. And there, straining with all his might to hold the wheel still, stood the man who knows.
Ooh, it's so cold here, said Wanda.
Wanda wants it to be always Christmas, explained the man. So, this side of the world must always be winter.
Wanda wasn't listening.
I want to know everything without having to go to school.
I'll tell you just four things, he said. Far away, in a big town, Cinderella is crying. Wanda wanted her dress, so now Cinderella cannot go to the ball.
Deep in the forest, Sleeping Beauty lies spellbound forever. The prince who should have woken her has no sword to cut through the briars. High in a tower, Rapunzel sits crying. Her prince came back to marry her, but he did not know his love without her golden hair, so he rode away forever.
Stop! Stop! Cried Wanda. Is everyone in the world unhappy because of me?
And she covered her ears in shame. Oh, no, my dear. I know for a fact that your mother and father are glad you went away. Even now they're saying, what a mercy not to have to keep buying Wanda what she wants.
I don't want to know. I don't want it to be true. I don't want any of it to have happened.
Well, to make that so, said the man who knows, I'd have to turn the world back to yesterday. I've never done that before.
Oh, turn it, begged Wanda. Let me help. Oh, I do so want to undo today.
What Wanda wants, Wanda must have, laughed the man. And with one gigantic push, they rolled the world back one whole day. Spun so fast that Wanda fell dizzily to the ground. When she came to, she was lying in bed at home, just as she had been on Christmas Eve.
Mother! Mother!
She called.
What day is it? I want to know what day it is.
Why, it's Christmas morning, said her mother.
Oh, thank goodness, said Wanda. I think I must have been dreaming. I do so want to give you and Daddy these presents so that we can have a happy Christmas together.